So how is Satan going to trick so many people into him being considered the real God? We are given this clear warning that Satan masquerades himself as an angel of light. And if you've ever had any dealings with those who are involved with Satan and many kinds of secret societies and things, you will know of the statement, the 1,000 points of light. And that's referring to Satan. You will know how Satan will come and appear in the amazing glory that God created him in. When you read Ezekiel 28, verse 11 to 18, you see that he was created the most beautiful being. He had all the beauty. He had amazing gemstones that covered him. He had the most amazing voice, and he was absolutely beautiful. Everything that this world would look for, they've been groomed to look for a God that would be like that. They haven't been groomed, and I'm referring to most of Christianity here, have not been groomed to look for exactly what God says he is. Now, in the beginning, in Genesis, God says, let there be light. He's speaking ancient Hebrew when he says that, and when he says let there be light, he's saying let there be order, because the earth was in chaos. Everything was in chaos. And that's exactly what's going to happen when the galactic current sheet actually comes through properly. Everything is going to be in chaos again. But God came and he said let there be light. And then over time, when you start getting into the other books of the Bible, light means the light that you can see. When Jesus refers to you are the light of the world, he's not talking about the physical light that you're going to see with your eyes. He's saying that you need to be the order. You need to bring order and peace. You need to bring all the characteristics of the kingdom. He's not asking you to shine like a physical light. So many people have drawn, so many artists have drawn the throne room with the shining bright light. I don't know where they get that from. And Holy Spirit made it very clear. When John saw the throne room of God, he made it very clear what God looked like. And it was not shining light all over the place. Jesus shone, yes, absolutely. But the Father doesn't. God Almighty does not shine like that. You know, when you read up and you go and you check out what Jasper and carnelian, a mixture of Jasper and carnelian, look like, it looks a lot like magma. It looks a lot like magma. Slightly more brownish, perhaps. and you see lightning coming out of the throne. He's sitting on it. He is the one that causes everything. We need to be careful to read the scriptures and not to be dragged away by these pictures and images and thoughts that have been planted into our minds. These lights in the sky, that's demonic. It's seductive. It's seducing you into thinking that these are from God. So many people think that those UFOs and those beings must be from God or must be like that. No. The governments call them liars. They know. They know. They just don't tell the truth. They're just manipulators. Folks, you need to know the real Bible. You need to know the real truth, or you're going to be so tripped up, so caught out. Don't just chase after anything that has light and looks amazing. And be careful when the skies start to change and you start to see beautiful colors in the sky and all the rest of it. That's just indicating that our magnetosphere is collapsing. That's not a good sign. And by the way, you're going to get seriously sunburned out there, so just don't do that. You're going to think it's okay, but you'll be getting radiation smashing into you. Folks, I'm so concerned that people listen to so many of the mainstream narratives, the stories, and you know what? It just struck me again today when I was doing the devotion. Just when you skip the italics in the old King James Bible, you can see the places, so many places, where Satan is introducing the concept that God is light, as in physical light. God doesn't clothe himself with light. God is everywhere all the time. Before light even existed, God was there. Why does he have to clothe himself with light? Satan wants you to believe that. Because why? Satan is masquerading as an angel of light. People are going to fall right into his trap. He's been changing the Bible over and over and over again to get people to the point, because remember, Satan wants to be worshipped. He absolutely wants to be worshipped. He does not want any atheists. He just wants you to worship him. Go and read your Bibles. If you don't have an old King James Bible, please go to multidimensionalthinkers.com/a-life-is-worth-living. There is a link on there to old King James Bible. You can go to the one without italics if you want to read it without the italics, or you can go to the one that just says Old King James Bible, and you can click on that and then read for yourself and see all the words that are in your Bible that are not in the original text. Everything in italics was added. You know, you can give your heart to the Lord without even having a Bible. But when you want to get to know the Lord, it's important that you have a Bible. When you start reading the Bible, it's all about the stories, the Bible stories, and just generally things like that. The closer you get to the Lord, the more you want to actually get the accuracy and the truth. The first two times I read the Bible, it was the Good News Bible. And then, with the latest hype that was there in the 80s, I was reading the NIV. I went through that 8 times. But by the end of that, I'm slightly autistic, and I can tell you something. I was seeing so many contradictions all over the place. Things did not make any sense. I felt like I was eating cardboard. I found it so hard to actually keep running into all these contradictions and conflicts in things like that. Then I was actually about to give up. And I happened to be working with some things where we're doing testing, and you have to have an independent control. So I thought, well, how do I test to see if the Bible is right? I need an independent control, and I could not use anything in Christianity because that was within the system I was trying to test. So somebody at my work was a Jewish guy. I asked him if I could use the Torah. Took the Torah, I took it home, compared it to my NIV. Well, it failed in Genesis 1, verse 1. And I thought, no, this is crazy. Then I went to the Good News Bible that I had, and that one also failed. And then I wound up going and searching through a number of different Bibles and things. I came across the old King James Bible, and that was virtually identical. It was virtually identical. And I then compared, because I wanted to be sure. I wanted to be sure. So I compared the whole first five books of the Bible to the Torah that this, or the pen, yeah. The Pentateuch that this guy had given me. And by the end of that, I got to the point whereby, okay, I said, all right, well, you know what, this has been right. It took me 2 years to do that. I said that this has now been right the whole way through. And God is always going to insist that you have faith, because faith is what grows you as a spirit. So he was not going to give me the perfect answer. But I could then take a step of faith, saying, you know what? If an independent group of people, and the Jews are very stubborn, they keep their stuff as right as can be. Although more recently things have been shifting there as well. But at the time, I did that comparison. I said to myself, I said, well, if they can get this right, then in faith, I'm going to accept that this old King James Bible has not changed since then. And that was how I got to the point of then saying, I'm going to read this. And I cannot tell you how amazing it was. It really is. You know, initially when I was reading it, all the these and the thous and the doth and the do and all of that, actually it's really, really easy. You just add th on the end of it and the word is virtually the same. There's a handful of words that have different meanings, but just about all of them are the same. And you know, when you're reading it, you're actually reading it for your spirit. You're not trying to read it for your mind. Your mind will play catch up on it, yes, but you're actually reading it for a spirit. And the Holy Spirit will be talking to you and explaining things from it. And so you're going to grow. And then about, it must have been about 4 years ago, I started reading it and I realized that it didn't make much sense when you use the italics. The patterns were still not right. Like I said, I'm slightly autistic, so the patterns were still not right. So I thought, let me read it through again and let me skip out the italics. And my goodness, the patterns just align. It just all matches. The reason the italics were put in is because that controls your thinking. I make it very specific for you so that you can't think outside of the box. You must think the way that I intend you to think. And that's what King James did. The reality was that the only Bible anyone has ever been killed for writing was Tyndale's group of people that actually did the original translation. And why? Because they did not make it specific. They left it exactly like the original was. And why is it that there are so many gaps? Because the Holy Spirit will fill that up with your meaning in your world, in your time, your time zone, your timeline. He will give it meaning. He will fill in those blanks for you and he'll make it real to you. But if I change it and I choose to tell you what it should mean, I lock the Bible down to the 16th century, to exactly what they intended it to mean. You know, there's an example, a really good example. So often, in italics, you'll see that it says, all men. Men is in italics. And in reality, the original never said all men. I've recently heard people say, oh no, well it's not just men, it's men and women. No, that's not what it says. It says all blank. It does not have another word after all. It's men, women, children, babies. It's all. And if the context allows for it, it's even animals. Satan has trapped people with these new Bibles in ways that nobody realizes. I encourage you, go and get yourself an old King James Bible. Skip the italics and read it for yourself. Holy Spirit will help you, so don't come with the argument, oh, I can't understand that old English, no. Now, I can tell you what will happen. You'll be in this situation whereby you're wanting to fall asleep, you're too tired. Those are spiritual attacks. That's spirits trying to stop you from reading. Because they know that once you get this, they will lose their control over you. And they don't want to lose their control over you. So they will cause you to yawn and yawn and your eyes will feel heavy. Well, you know what? Just push through. Just push through. You know how you can test to see if that's true? Put down the Bible. The moment you put it down, you're suddenly wide awake. You can go and do anything else. You can go watch a movie. You can go and do all sorts of other things. Come back, you pick up the Bible, you start feeling tired again. That's a spiritual attack. Now you've got to decide who's in charge. Are you in charge? Or are these other things in charge? I'm praying for you guys every night. Every night I'm praying. And I'm truly praying that you'll go and read Revelation 1, Revelation 4. You'll see the truth. You'll go and find an old King James Bible, and you or go to the link and download. And by the way, if you download it, print the thing out so that you've got your own hard copy. Soon everything online is going to be out of reach, right? The minute that the mark of the beast comes along, you will not be able to access anything online. You will be excluded from everything online, your money and everything else. Print it out. Keep your own copy. And memorize as much as you can. Because one day they're going to actually be taking those Bibles away as well. And you'll just get the narrative that Satan wants. And if you think, oh, that wouldn't happen, happened during the Second World War with Hitler. It's absolutely going to happen again. The Bible's clear about that. Folks, take your salvation seriously. Don't fall into Satan's trap. He's the one who's going to masquerade as an angel of light. God bless, guys, and have an absolutely beautiful day.